Well, last night was the Crows Hall of Fame night, Roo. How did you go?
Yeah, it was a great night. They inducted four players. Nigel Smart, who I think everyone would say is a very, very good footballer, three-time All-Australian, played on all the gun full forwards like Lockett, Ablett, Dunstall, all through that era. Yeah. Every single week, you would go and stand on a player and they'd be a superstar, which is sort of what he said last night. There was no rest. But he was so versatile in the two premierships they showed last night. He kicked three goals 1 year and a couple the other going forward. He could play anywhere. You know, probably undersized fullback, but got the job done. He was a star, as he said, had a massive ego. He's aloof. He's different. Firewalking, politics on the Britannia roundabout.
Yep.
You know, all sorts of weird stuff. But Nigel, great fella when you get to know him. And well done to Smarty for getting in. Mark Bickley, as tough as old pots and pans, old Bix from Port Pirie, was 53rd on the list when they went to set up the first list.
Is that right?
Someone pulled out late. Bix got a Guernsey, number 52. Didn't get a cracker in his first year at the club. Ended up being the dual premiership captain. Remember one day, and one thing that Blighty said to him was, all I want you to do, son, is put your head over the ball and compete. You do that for me every week, and that's all you need to do as captain. And that's what Bix did. One day at Victoria Park, put his head where most people wouldn't put it, got a cut in his head, Mel, cop this, 33 stitches in your head. He went off before halftime. They started stitching his head from his forehead. It went up through his head. They were still stitching him after the game. Jeez. That's how long it took to stitch up a gash in his head. And guess what? He played the next week.
Oh, my God.
That's how hard.
Well, two-time premiership captain. What a story.
He was a hard unit. Always played by the – well, on-field played by – not on-field. Off-field, he was known as a bit of a brown nose, did everything right, but he was a hard unit on the field. Tyson Edwards, Mr. Consistent, 8 years top five, two-sided, smooth, beautiful to watch, back midfield and forward, a shy kid from the country, but he played 321 games, the second most in the club's history. The club's had, I think, five 300-game players in 30 years. Melbourne took 150 years to get one. It was
incredible.
Amazing.
And from Caroonda.
Yeah, Wynarka out there in the bush, did a heap of travelling down, just like me, knew every bump in the road. And Chris McDermott, our inaugural captain, who set the tone for how to be an Adelaide Crow. He was the toughest player I ever played with. A great leader, a role model for me, took me under his wing when I first come down. Left the club in difficult circumstances when Malcolm Blight came. He sacked McDermott, McGuinness and Jarman. Captain, vice-captain and deputy vice-captain, chopped at the throat. A brutal finish to three players at the Crows. And McDermott was out of sorts with the club for a few years after that, and he tried to smooth that over last night. And I think it's fair to say Chris McDermott can walk into the Adelaide Football Club any day he likes and hold his head high. He's a champion and has really set the tone for the club. And he didn't play in those two premierships, but he certainly paved the way for everyone to have a future of success.
So, well done, Roo. Great report.
Yep.
In fact, why don't we – let's play a little bit of what Chris McDermott said last night.
I led the team onto the ground for the first ever time, and I stopped them just before we walked out on the oval just to have that last word. And we pause for a moment just to reflect on those steps that we were about to take and the responsibility that we had in our hands as the first blokes to represent the Adelaide Footy Club. There would only ever be one first game. There would only ever be one first result. And we knew, and I told them at that moment, they will be talking about this game in 25, 30, 50 years' time. They will remember this day. What were they like? How did they play? Were we proud of them? Are we proud of them? And did they lay the foundation for the future? The rest is history, and in reflection, it is my proudest moment in the game.
He was a great captain, Roo.
Oh, he was tough and inspirational. I love him. Just a great person to have as the captain of the football club in its early days.
And, it was only one game, but as he said, an incredible game, and they thrashed Hawthorn. Absolutely, a star-studded Hawthorn side.
86 points, and as Darren Jarman said, they did go on to win the premiership, though, the Hawks, because he was playing for Hawthorn at the time. But a great night out.